Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Hype. Yeah, it's a strong word. Once we get labeled as being too hypey, well, it's hard to overcome that. So let's focus on prevention. How do we avoid this label? The biggest battle, the biggest argument I have with clients is making the switch between what they like, you know, when they say, "Oh, this is so me," and what the marketplace will love. And yes, sometimes they are two different ideas. Now, I get it. We have to love our big idea or we won't promote with gusto. In my early years, I used to insist on siding with the buyers. I've learned, yeah, the hard way, that this is such a delicate balancing act. Everybody, you and the marketplace, has to love the big concept. Now, keep in mind the good intentions here. No one wakes up and says, "I don't care what the market thinks, I'm going to do me." Again, the focus on what we like occurs in a vacuum. What really happens is that too many of us don't know how to choose. We don't know what the marketplace will love the most. So without that knowledge, we default to what we like because we don't know which idea will make the difference. Now wait, it gets better. Because we know that we don't know, we go find out by testing our favorite idea to our business colleagues and family. Now you know what they're going to say. "We love it because you love it." This is how confirmation bias comes back and bites us. You see how that downward spiral works? Here's what I recommend. And I'm going to sound biased here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Find an outsider who knows the marketplace to help you. It can be a mastermind group, your mentor, hey, someone like me if you want. But find someone who, one, knows the market intimately, and two, doesn't have a dog in the fight. As I tell people all the time, the sharpest knife can't carve its own handle. To summarize, the biggest difference between a compelling idea and the vacuum created from empty words is the marketplace. Do not start by asking yourself, "What really resonates with me?" Put yourself aside for a moment. Focus on your best buyers and put your ideas through that lens. Ask yourself, "What do I have that will be the most compelling to them?" Or better yet, partner up with an outsider who can draw that out of you. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.